Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
That's right. If you've ever tried on a Monday morning breakfast before, then you'll know there's a snug little fit there. And just around the back there, and there we are. There's a sneaky little Penny there. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
They put in every garment.
It's quite the intro.
Penny, hi, good morning.
Hi.
Fashion's so crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Discuss.
Actually, there were some good articles over the weekend about fashion.
A lot of good hype about that, about the GoPay movie, isn't there?
Yeah. Looked like someone posted a photo, a friend of mine posted a photo on Facebook. Looked like it was, you know, half of Auckland showed up for that one.
Mm.
Oh, fancy
I've talked
pants.
To a few
fancy.
People who have been like, oh, I really want to see that one.
It reads well, doesn't it?
Mm.
It's good to get to tell. And
really
Petra's
really
amazing the director too.
She was so cool.
She was dynamite, wasn't she?
I really liked her.
So fashion has been, you've been thinking all weekend, and now what do you bring to the table today, Penny?
I thought we'd talk about nail polish.
Interesting you should bring that up. Because I pointed out at BFM, BFM's been around for 50 years. Like it's awesome. It's got the history, the colour, the depth of what goes on here. Is you rummage around in corners in BFM and you find also it's mostly just crud. but there's it's a treasure trove of historical wonderment.
Mm. Yep.
But also there's a tray with about 50 different types of nail polish in one room.
Yes.
It's a staple to any office.
I encountered that, instigated that actually.
Oh,
where?
Yeah. So I'm a bit of a nail polish fan, and myself and Lucy Clark decided that we were going to donate all our nail polishes because I had so many that it was
plural for nail polish? Nail polishes?
Yeah. Nail polishes.
I always wondered if it was a free for all or not, that box.
Yeah, no, it's a free for all. So we brought them in and we were like encouraging people to trade them or bring their own in and everything. So people.
Forgive my ignorance, but is there no protocol as far as sharing nail polish?
What do you mean?
I think it's
health and safety.
Yeah. yeah. Okay, sure. Just down.
It's your nail.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's somebody else's brush.
I suppose the protocol.
But Penny makes a fair point when she says it's riddled
so
with
chemical.
Gutsy chemicals. Yeah,
and I mean, I guess the only protocol could be that people may not want to smell the nail polish.
Yeah, the smell.
It's illegal to paint your nails on planes.
Illegal.
Yep.
Illegal. The rules.
Against the rules.
Frowned upon.
Yeah.
Frown
down.
Do not use nail polish.
Disapproving stare. Sir, madam.
Starting at the beginning.
Okay, nail polish.
Once upon a time.
Nails obviously don't look good enough.
No, so we're talking like 3000 BC.
Wow.
China. People used to soak their nails overnight in a mixture of beeswax, egg white, gelatin and veggie dyes.
That mixture again for people who want to try that at home?
Ooh. Beeswax, egg white, gelatin and veggie dyes. It makes me like wonder like who goes... Ah, oh, hang on. What am I going to whip up that I can just soak my fingers in so they can be a specific
What are the color? Four? What are the four things that we know how to extract?
Of course, it's that thing again where only the wealthy were allowed to have coloured nails because it was a sign of wealth. In some dynasties, they wore silver and gold. Others wore red and black. In Babylon, the soldiers used to stain their nails and fingers with green and black coal as a war paint, which reminds me of Michelle Lammy, who is Rick Owens' partner. Have you seen her? And she does all her fingers black and then wears massive big gold and silver rings.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Aztecs.
What does she do if she needs to get something in her eye?
Oh, she's probably got an assistant to help her with that. Aztecs used to paint.
You wouldn't know when your fingers were dirty. Ooh, yuck. Ooh, they'd be filthy. Wouldn't it be like a black car? You know, when your black car gets covered in dirt, you don't notice
it. Oh, yeah.
Same.
And people put clean me.
Yeah.
Ancient Egyptians use henna. Pharaohs, of course, use reddish brown. Cleopatra had red. Lower classes, lighter colours. But it wasn't kind of in modern Western times, it was kind of the late 17th century where people started polishing, like buffing their nails. And they show up in portraits.
Imagine the first person.
Yep.
Look at my nails. They don't just like clods of paint, they look like nails.
And then salons opened up, of course, and people were kind of buffing them and that sort of thing. But it wasn't until
it's a funky smell, man, going to a nail salon.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
You've got to be worried about, like, if people are wearing masks, you've got to know, whoa, that's hardcore.
I love the way that in those nail shops, they have all the rewards, like, just and certificates of, has passed nail practitioner.
It's important stuff. You can get, like, infections and stuff. There was a girl who had to have, like, her hand amputated or something because of an infection.
What about the guy? What about, speaking of nails, what about that guy in India who just had his nails cut for the first time in 10 years?
Whoa.
And they were as long as a double-decker bus.
I wonder how he got something out of his eye.
Yeah. A double-decker bus is as long as a bus. It's actually as much. No, it's only his left hand.
Oh, right.
But it ruined his hand.
Yeah.
Apparently he did it because he's a school teacher said to him, you're never going to amount to anything. Unless you're going to do something that's going to be a world beater, don't do anything.
Because once they get that length, they have nerve endings in them too.
So really?
Cutting them is really painful.
They probably have their own character. They have character as well, you know, like each nail.
Different personality.
You have a moody one, a sort of a really playful one.
Party
one. You know, one that's just tired all the time.
Party one that kind of gets like the dwarves. Rings and the dimensions put on the end of it.
Yeah. And one that reckons that's just so shallow.
It was car paint that inspired the first nail polishes.
Car paint.
So first nail polishes.
So cars have been around for how long?
So 1916 was the first clear polish. First coloured polish was 1932.
Imagine what sort of chemicals they were running with there.
That must have lasted for such a long time on your nails.
Life.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's kind of like the invention of gel nails that's kind of like made it.
What are these gel nails?
So gel is where you put the polish on and then you go under a UV light and it sets it.
Ultraviolet light.
Yeah, each coat has it. So you get a clear
coat. Those machines are pretty cool, eh? Those sort of personal ultraviolet light.
Yeah, but if you think about it.
And it's got like a hand that's got like spaces for your fingers.
Yes, you forget what to do.
And you can actually feel it. Like, you know, when you put your hands on it, it's actually like putting your fingers in a tanning bed.
It's kind of painful.
Which is kind of, which is actually kind of quite problematic.
I put my toes in a tanning bed, but not my fingers.
Yeah, but if you think about it, if you're getting it done like every month and you do that, then you're...
Are you saying that there's an uneven distribution of ultraviolet light on your body?
Well, you could, you know, if tanning beds are not
safe... It's not good for you,
I can't imagine that it's very safe for your fingers and things like that. I suppose
you have to put sunblock on. Plus, well, you have, haven't you? Just put a lick of this heavy petrochemical...
Sunblock. They should be doing that in the salon, really. Mm.
What about leaching? Does the nail polish leach into the finger? You know, has there ever been an instance of that?
I guess your nail
bed is... The dangers of nail polish?
Your nail bed is quite strong, but with gel polish, you have to use acetone to get it off, and it has to soak for 10 minutes, and most of the time it doesn't just come off. So you've got to buff it off, and it's got to be scraped off.
See, that's quite a...
And the look of your nails underneath that is, like,
yeah, so I get
bad.
Them done sometimes, and then I have to rest for a while. Yeah. Because
like,
they make
lie
them,
down?
Yeah. I have my nails need
really?
To lie down.
It's
my
a
nails
good
need
excuse
to lie,
to lie
down,
down
because they get a bit brittle.
Oh.
The weirdest thing that I found out about nails, though, is that in the 1950s, the first acrylic nails were invented by a dentist because they used to fill your cavities with acrylic, and he broke his nail, so he fashioned a nail for his broken nail out of an acrylic, and that's how acrylics were invented.
Handy.
Yeah.
Excuse the pun.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had a business for a while there. He had these nails, this nail polish. It was like a press on, like a sticker thing, but it was actual proper nail polish.
Yeah.
It was quite fancy. I thought it was quite handy. Yeah, quite.
Have you ever worn nail polish, Mikey?
No, because I bite my nails.
Yeah.
So do I, though.
Your nails look good. That's a nice red.
How can you bite
your nails? That's a BFM red.
That's a very BFM red.
Bloody
does
right.
It match?
You're bloody right.
It's a
BFM red.
Yeah. It's a BFM. Big apple.
Your
cherry.
Lipstick's a BFM red too, but
I've got that.
What have you got? What have you got that's BFM red?
Oh, like, as I said, I had a makeover yesterday.
Oh. Mikey had a makeover yesterday. Did you?
8-year-old Isla decided for my birthday I should get a makeover.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind getting your thoughts on it. It's just discreet. You know?
I wasn't
going out anywhere or anything.
Nail polish remover is a major carcinogen.
Oh my God, you look beautiful.
I know.
That's great lipstick, and I love the bow in your hair.
Thank you very much. But this is really the brushing of the hair, which has never happened.
Oh wow, yeah.
Mikey had his hair brushed yesterday.
Yeah. I rock around all afternoon wearing lipstick yesterday, but I found it wore out pretty quick. I guess it does when you're jabbering away, doesn't it?
We probably have to reapply.
You do, yeah, you do eat a lot of
lipstick. Reapply.
Yes. Reapply, obviously, Mikey.
I just, I mean, how much lipstick does she, does a lipstick wearer eat?
That should
probably
be a topic.
Quite a few of my time.
Lipstick's another one that's got all sorts in it.
Well, makeup and everything is like, you know, sitting on your skin.
I've always thought, wouldn't it be interesting as a, you know, when you've done a good couple of decades of makeup wearing, to actually be able to, because yeah, if you could roll it all into a ball and see how big a ball of compound it would be, you know.
Mm.
I'm not trying to bum anyone out. I'm not adverse to makeup at all. I'm just you know. I think
now that you've worn it.
No, it's one of those things that as a creature, it's a quite a funny thing for a creature to do.
It could end up being like that rubbish blob from Fraggle Rock.
The trash heap.
Yeah,
rubbish trash blob. Well, you mean that too much? Just give it up.
Yep.
You probably look quite gorgeous in your day, but not.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful little pile of compost and just snappy with a bit of sass, and then just now just trash heap. Yeah.
Imagine trash heap with a bit of lippy on.
Using your wise words as a crutch.
Yep.
You know, for the rest of life. All right, Penny. Thank you very much. That's do we have any nail polish related queries coming in on the text machine? Because people get a little bit.
There's a few texts. I mean. Seems like
nail polish remover is a major carcinogen.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah,
you smelled it.
It smells awful.
True.
Awful.
All right, Penny. Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep beep
beep beep.